Kieran, I suppose a game of two halves. You were in a good position at half time, and that third quarter was, I suppose, whenever it went away from you, it was a tough one probably for the group.
It really was. It was disappointing. Our second half performance was pretty poor, and look, Tyrone's performance was excellent, and they sort of took a massive control of the game. We were in a good position at half time, or two up, and we probably felt that we hadn't taken enough of our chances. We had missed a good few chances, and we had conceded an easy goal, gave away a free kick, the advancement of 50 yards, which was 2 point converted. So instead of being in a really good place at half time, we were in a reasonably good place at half time, and then come out of the second half, and Tyrone were much better. They were at the pitch of the game, far better than we were, and they took a huge control of the game, and probably fortunate enough for us, our keeper probably saved 3 or 4 goals in that period as well, you know. So although the game did get away from us, it could have got a lot worse, but Tyrone were massive value for the win. And look, it is disappointing now. There's a lot of disappointing lads on there, but look, they try hard. Every team doesn't. No team goes out for that collapse in the second half, and it happened. They'll have to just pull themselves up again and get ready to go again. We have a big game next Saturday. Obviously, there's pretty depleted in there at the moment, but look, they'll just have to get up and take a couple of days rest now, and hopefully be ready to go for next Saturday.
In the first quarter, I think he's had won something like 9 out of 11 kickouts, and in a really good position in terms of territory and everything, Kieran. You couldn't have asked for a better start from that point of view.
Aye, look, we had targeted a good start, as we felt that if thrown, like, we know they're a really good team, and we've seen whenever they come back against Cavan, the momentum they carried, you know. So we targeted a good start, and as you say, well, things were going really to plan, and we had won the first half time. We had won 90% of our own kickouts and 60-odd% of their kickouts, you know, and we felt we were going really well. But look, as I say, they got a soft enough goal, a fist pass that must have been touched on the way into the goal, and then they got a 2-pointer. So as I say, instead of in a really good place, we're in a okay place.
And that's a tough one to dig out, because whenever they get that hold in the middle, it's hard to break that.
Aye, well, look,
any day of the week, but at underage, it's probably harder.
They're big lads, and they're all good players. They're big failures, so like we knew that if we started losing midfield battle, we would struggle, you know, because they get a lot of shots away, so therefore we were going to have a lot of kickouts. We knew that there, so we targeted being brave in our kickouts, and we just couldn't get a kickout for a period of time. And then we actually went short a few times and won them session short, and then gave it away on the transition up the pitch, you know. So that was a bit of a disappointing for us, you know.
And finally for me, Ross Common, I think, am I right? Is that who it is?
It is Ross Common.
So you touched on it as a very, very short turnaround.
It is, it's a short turnaround, so it is. But look, that was the beauty of getting to the Ulster final, where you have a chance to go at the quarter final. So Ross Common obviously came through the Connacht Champions, our championship as the Connacht Champions, so we'll play them next Saturday. Yep, we'll have to, I suppose, like our ones and rest for a day or two and try and get back in about it.